Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
Odyssey Station.
Here's some good news. The White House just announced that over the past month, the number of Americans getting their first vaccine shot has spiked by 70%. Turns out many of them weren't so much anti-vaccinate as they were procrastinate.
Are you awake?
Who's that for guacamole?
Oh, today shit!
Today is National Guacamole Day.
Guacamole!
What the? What's
Good
going on?
Good morning!
Julie Chesson is back, and she's cursing the radio station.
I apologize.
I'm like, there's something else bleeding through that shouldn't be bleeding through.
That was the big intro. That was the big intro that Julie put together as her welcome back.
I did. Sorry, I've been drinking the past 2 days.
Still wake up with Brett, Julie, Kevin. No need to apologize. And we all know it was Julie's fault.
It's my fault.
Nope. Julie, so how was your couple of days off? Welcome back.
And,
you
hey
know,
there.
Just playing stuff as you've been drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that what you were doing?
I went to the John Mayer concert, also known as Dead Company.
Okay.
I had some drinks there. I played golf. The Straight Rescue Golf Tournament was so fun. I'm horrible. Whenever you're hitting the golf ball, and you strike out because you don't hit the ball, that's so embarrassing. I did that so many times.
You don't hear the term strike out in golf too much since the ball doesn't move.
Oh, I strike out crazy. And I'm like, man, did this ball move? It is such a small ball, and it's so far away because I'm tall. So
yeah,
it's like extra far away from
right
my eyesight.
Right by your feet. Your feet can be very far away from you.
So, yeah, I did horrible.
That's part of the fun, though, I feel like. It's not like you're trying to be Tiger Woods.
Right.
I know.
But you could be.
No, I can't. I wish I could.
You had great weather.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. Even yesterday was my, recuperating day.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend and I went to the Botanical Garden and saw that origami, which
awesome.
Was so cool. Such great weather.
You had a couple of great days off in the middle of the week, which is so fun because you came in on Monday. You take Tuesday and Wednesday off, and now you only have to have a two-day work week, and then the weekend's back. Like, genius move.
I know, even though I feel like it's Monday, but it is Thursday.
Kevin, we were talking about how you live in Grafton. You didn't even know it rained the other day.
I know.
And yesterday, you kept telling me scattered showers when he did the weather for you, Julie. And it was beautiful.
I know.
It did not rain here, buddy.
I know. I kept looking for that, too. There was a little bit of cloud cover, and then it just was gorgeous.
Yeah, you lied to me. I told my wife I got home, it's supposed to be scattered showers today. And she's like, I don't think so. It looks pretty nice out.
I live
as
so
Kevin
far
told
away.
Everyone.
Oh, my God.
I can't even tell you the right weather for the city.
Kevin, you're just supposed to say it might rain and it might not rain. That's how you do the weather report.
There you go. Lance, how was your day?
Busy but good. I really enjoyed the weather last night after work. But, boy, I don't know if the rains on Tuesday just really seemed to bring out the bugs last night. They were in full force.
Oh, really?
Yo,
I don't go out when it gets dark out. I got a baby and stuff now.
This is before sunset. It was about 6:30. The bugs were off.
Cardinals, one game up now. Look at that. Wild card spot now for the Cardinals. So let's get the show started. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Let's get the show started. Celebrate the Cardinals' big wild card spot they're in. Y98 St. Louis.
Oh,
I.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie is back dropping some good news. What do we got going on about a kindness door?
Well, last month, a couple named Jessa and Tim, they moved into this new apartment complex, and they wasted no time trying to make a positive impact on their neighbors. So they created the Door of Kindness to put smiles on faces of their neighbors. Here's what they did. They set up a small table, put some post-it notes and pens outside the front door, left an encouraging note to residents to write supportive and positive messages to each other.
Oh my God, this is genius.
Yeah, they say within hours, notes began to appear on the front door. After a few days, the door was filled with notes of positivity. They were impacting them and everyone that lived there in a big way. And when you walk by the door, it just boosts your mood if you're having a bad day.
I feel like this is something my neighborhood would do. I moved into that house in Morrison Woods, and all my neighbors helped me move. They dropped off, like, wine. I have, like, the nicest neighbors ever. I feel like I could see this in Morrison Woods.
Yeah, wait for the holidays, too, because they do things, I know, in my neighborhood where you get booed in during Halloween.
You get booed.
It's a good thing?
But it's a good thing where they send, like, a box of candy and treats and all that stuff, and then you pass it on, or you then do, you boo another neighbor.
Wow.
And then there's, like, an elf thing during Christmas as well.
I swear to God, I moved into the nicest place in the world. I love seeing this. You know what we should do is we should do it outside the radio station's door.
Oh, that's good.
We'll just put up the Door of Kindness, and we'll put a bunch of positive notes out.
I love it.
Well, should we
cheer up all these cranky radio people over here? Just kidding. They're not.
Well, no, they really are.
You're right. We need a door.
We have a couple of news talk radio stations that, like, right outside our door, I hear people calling in, like, yelling about things.
Right. That's true. They are cranky over there.
But we'll post a picture of our door eventually. We'll have to get, like, arts and crafts stuff. But I think that would be so cute and funny.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, that's some good news. Welcome back, Julie, with some great good news story.
Thank you.
Here's a good, this is a good news type of song. When you hear the song, you just feel good afterwards. JT, Can't Stop That Feeling on Y98 St. Louis.
I got this feeling inside my body.
Kid Laroi has that song with Justin Bieber. It's the only song in the top 10 that's not named Drake. We have Justin Bieber tickets at 7:35. Don't forget about that. Julie's back with some entertainment news, and she's back with some big opinions, huh?
That's right. What is up with you, Octavia Spencer? She is apologizing to Britney and her fiancé, Sam, because, you know, she wrote on their announcement, make him sign a prenup, which is so funny. Obviously, who doesn't agree with that?
Sure.
And apparently, she caused them pain, and she's apologizing for it now. She said, I had no intention. I was trying to make them laugh, not cause pain. I hope to restore a smidge of the happiness they were robbed of because of my comment.
And so your opinion on this, because I can hear the sarcasm in your voice.
It's annoying. Don't apologize. I mean, she had a good opinion. Like, that, she better get a prenup, because that Sam, I don't know if I trust him.
I think, like, when you're on social media, you're kind of fair game for people.
Yeah.
But for Brittany, let's just defend Brittany for a second. I think she's maybe saying, I just got control of my money. I don't need other people having an opinion what I do with my money. So maybe she's coming from that perspective.
Yeah.
Oh my God, another person has an opinion if I should get a prenup or what I should do with it. I finally just got control of it.
Well, guess what, Brittany? I also have an opinion. And get a prenup, girl! Get a prenup, girl!
All right, fair enough.
Let's talk about Time Magazine. They released their annual list of influential people yesterday, Time's 100 most influential people of 2021. Different categories like icons, pioneers, titans, artists, leaders, innovators. Some of the icons, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Britney Spears is one of the icons, along with Dolly Parton. Also nice to see Billie Eilish is one of the pioneers that was recognized as well. The full list at Y98.com.
It's always a big deal when that list comes out, and I check for my name every single time. And it's,
are you on
to show
there?
Up. No.
101 again.
I know. Right. I just missed.
Man. That's your entertainment, and it's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
are open.
Yesterday we asked the question for the Wake Up with Brett and Julie's poll of the day. Would you rather go to the movies still, catch a movie, or with the streaming services now offering the at-home blockbuster movies, rather watch them at home? 65% of people said they'd rather watch those movies at home.
Wow.
Really? But you can't get movie theater popcorn,
right? I know. We all voted for movies. Still going to the movies. I'm old school, but people are enjoying this. Like, I can get a movie that normally is at the movie theater just in the comfort of my own home, huh?
Yeah, it's so funny. I just saw, too, that the writer of Sopranos, he's upset about the fact that his new film, the prequel, is going to hit HBO Max at the same time because, yeah, you know, he wants the experience to be in the movie theater, not, you know, at home. And I kind of feel when you're in the theater, you're watching the film. You spend your money. You enjoy the movie. I get why you don't want to do that because you have all the luxury and can go to the bathroom whenever. But still, the movie popcorn alone.
How many times
do
you have to go to the bathroom? That's what you're choosing. You're going to go to the bathroom whenever. I mean, I think people just like the fact that they don't have to travel. It's easier. Maybe. It's simpler. And like, and especially what I do think is it's more convenient for families. Like, your kids can lay around and, you know, make a tent and just play with their toys if they want. You could watch a movie. But to me, I still like going to the movies.
Me too.
Me too.
This is a weird one and a gross one, guys. We're going to learn a lot about each other. Would you rather go 1 week without brushing your teeth or 1 week without showering?
Oh.
You're obligated to choose.
Okay, well, I would rather go a week without showering because I need to brush my teeth a lot.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with brushing and whitening my teeth.
All right.
Yeah. As a bather.
Oh, that's right. No, you can't find a loophole. Kevin with a loophole. Or bathing.
No, I got to brush my teeth, too.
Really?
Yeah, just because I just can't imagine that long.
Whoa.
Yeah, just the taste. And, yeah.
I love how you make the reaction of that, but like the shower is like, not or whatever.
No showers.
Well, I'm just thinking, in Europe, that was like the whole thing, the weekly bath. I don't know if that's still a thing.
That was a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. The Saturday night bath. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's all do it next week and see how we feel.
And see how long we last in the studio together.
Exactly.
People will be working from home real fast again. What about you, Lance?
I would say I would have to shower.
All right. I thought this was going to be tougher, but the way Julie and Kevin reacted, yeah. I wrestle with this too. I'm someone who takes a shower like sometimes twice a day. Like after a workout, I have to shower, and I shower every morning. So I'm not somebody who likes missing showers, but I think I'm terrified of what happens to your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not taking care of them for a week, it freaks me out. Mm. Plus, I just started going to Kyle Dental Care. But, so I think I would vote for, I would rather go a week without showering, too. Because I'm all caught up on showers and I smell so good, after a week, it would just not be that bad for me. Go ahead and vote on Instagram, the Wake Up Y98.
Polls are open.
We posted something on Instagram yesterday and it was over 70 comments and people are, they're fired up. We'll get into it at 6:55. I'll tell you what they...
Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Fucking around like a brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view, yeah.
What is the worst TV show ending of all time? 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We posted this on Instagram yesterday. There's like 70 comments on there. And I know Kevin's going to get fired up because he could talk about TV show endings forever.
Well, yeah, and I think it's a difficult thing, you know. I mean, I know that Seinfeld gets a bad rap.
That was probably the most common answer.
You know, but I think... And it's like when you remove yourself years later, you're like, oh, I see why they did it that way. I understand it now as they explained it. But watching it, yeah, you were just disappointed. And I think probably more so you're disappointed that it's over than really the ending of the show. Mm.
That's very true. Yeah. I don't have any shows that I'm like, oh, I'm so mad about that.
You didn't hate any TV show ending?
I also have a bad memory, so I don't really remember anything that I used to watch. It's a gift of a bad memory. I have no idea what I'm mad about.
For me, it would be How I Met Your Mother. Because it made the whole entire show pointless.
Yeah.
Worst ending
really?
Ever.
Great point.
Yep.
Okay.
Great point.
The whole show ends with, the story's not even about how he met his mother. It's basically how he wants to date Aunt Robin.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Exactly. Because I thought they were leading up that Aunt Robin was the mother.
Stupidest ending ever. And I also thought Dexter was a weird ending, too, where he just goes off to be a lumberjack. Like, you just couldn't think of anything else. And, like, what? That was just weird. 314-531-9898. What do you think is the worst TV show ending? I also think part of this challenge is to throw out a show and see how Kevin reacts.
Right. My goodness.
It's like you are going to call in and challenge Kevin on the TV show ending. Because if anyone calls in with Game of Thrones, I'm curious what happens.
Oh, don't get me started on that, man.
I think that's going to be a common answer.
That was one of the best wrap-ups. It was so well done. And I will argue.
Wow. If you think Game of Thrones ended and you hated it, I dare you to call in right now. Good luck.
Jump in and join the condo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Kevin fired up this morning. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Talking about what is the worst TV show ending. TV show is about to come back next week. And there's nothing worse than you loving your favorite show. You watch every single episode. And then the final episode or the final season just stinks. 314-531-9898. Julie, I also realize that maybe I figured out why you don't remember the worst season ending for you.
Why?
You love Bravo.
I know, it's like, wait.
It never ends.
It never ends. You just keep watching those Real Housewives.
Unless they just turn it off like the Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yeah.
You have no ending. So, yeah, I am mad about that.
Okay? Or they end up in jail like some of those Real Housewives
right.
have.
I love those endings.
So, Kevin, I was looking on Instagram. Some of the most popular answers were Seinfeld was probably number one. You've kind of defended the Seinfeld ending.
Yeah, but I agree. I can understand why you were disappointed. Because I remember so many people went to watch that, and they were just like, that's it? That's how this ends?
Wait, how did it end? Spoiler alert?
Well, spoiler alert.
They basically 20 years ago.
They basically got arrested for doing nothing. And that was the whole point of the show. They did
jail,
nothing.
But it's just kind of weird for them to be in jail.
And then they start off. The banter is the same banter they started the first episode with.
Oh, did they ever get out of jail?
We don't know. That's how it ended.
Well, Curb Your Enthusiasm. they kind of explained
The Sopranos. Sopranos was number two.
To me, that's another one. I thought the ending was great because it was always about talking about fading to black. Tony was talking about fading to black. So when it fades to black with Don't Stop Believing, you're like, he got whacked.
Julie, have you ever seen him more passionate?
Right. You know? This is crazy. I'm into it now.
Number three, Kevin, what do you think about Lost? Also very commonly texting in on the Bomberito text line.
That one, I totally agree with.
And
here's why. The show went on way too long. You know, the guesses were early on that, they were kind of in a limbo. They were kind of in purgatory. And it was like, no, they're not. Well, yeah, because ABC was like, we got a massive hit on our hands. Mm. Keep writing, keep writing. And J.J. Abrams, and I want to say it was Damian Lindelof, who also did that show on...
we're not going to know. Yeah. You don't have to tell
us. We don't know. You can make it up.
Anyway, they just got kind of tired of writing. You just kept repeating over and over and over again. So it was hard for them to end that because it kind of could have ended season one.
So you don't hate the top two you didn't hate, but you do hate The Lost.
Yeah.
What about... So another common answer, How I Met Your Mother, Dexter. We kind of covered those.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with what you said on both of those.
Office is another answer. People did not like the ending of The Office.
Yeah, and that's another one.
How did that end?
With the marriage, and they kind of went on. They showed him 5 years later.
Oh.
It was one of those things, too, that I think, sadly, when Michael Scott left...
That's an eye shot to watching it.
You know, it's like when, dating myself, when Richie left Happy Days, not the same.
Kevin, if it'll make you feel better, nobody on Instagram or text message said they hated Game of Thrones.
Hey! And I don't think you can, man.
Really?
Well, the author of those books stopped writing them. These guys took it over, and they had a definitive ending. And it worked, and I think it worked really well. I know George R.R. Martin's going to write a new version, but good luck, man. They ended the arcs. It worked.
I just think it's good that Kevin hates TV.
Was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before. Keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Julie's back to do her favorite thing. Boss me around and tell me what to talk about.
That's right. Get to it, Brett.
I'll read a headline that is trending on the internet right now. And if Julie wants to hear more, she'll say, tell me more. Or she wants to boss me around and say, keep it moving. So skip over that story. We cover as many stories as Julie says yes to. We got 2 minutes on the clock. Lance was a lot nicer about it, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Wash U...
That time is over.
Right.
Where does Wash U rank among the best schools in the nation?
I would love to hear that. Yes, please.
Number 14, best national university in 2022, according to the U.S. News and World Report of Best College Rankings. That ties them with Brown University, which is an Ivy League.
Oh, yeah.
And Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. It was also ranked 17th among best value schools in the country, and I'm still paying student loans, so I would disagree with that.
That's awesome.
Well, top 15. Does love at first sight exist?
I think probably. Tell me more.
Half of Americans think so, and said they knew that the person they married was the one the instant they met them. Took them like almost 2 years to actually settle down and decide to get married, but they said as soon as they saw them for the very first time, they knew that was going to be the one.
Oh,
50%
wow.
of Americans said
nice.
That.
That is so sweet. When I first saw my man on the FaceTime, which is how we met, I was like, oh, I better get it together. This guy is hot.
Really? So you thought maybe he could be the one?
I like sat up a little straighter when I saw how cute he was, that's for sure.
This year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
Ooh. Okay, I'll hear about that.
National Toy Hall of Fame was just announced. There's 12 finalists. Here are some of them. American Girl Dolls, Battleship, Billiards, Cabbage Patch Kids, Risk, Sand, and a toy fire engine.
Ooh.
Can I just tell you, my dad bought me this doll one time. It was supposed to be a Cabbage Patch Kid, but it wasn't. He said, no, that's a Cabbage Patch Kid from Kansas City.
What does that mean?
That's why it doesn't look like a Cabbage Patch Kid. And I told everybody at school, oh, this is a Kansas City Cabbage Patch Kid. No, it was just some doll.
And that doll did not make the National Toy Hall of Fame.
But now I'm mad at my dad again.
But it did have Patrick Mahomes' hair. So
it did. It did. It's cute.
Too funny. You want to see the full list? You can go to Y98.com for that. There's a White Claw shortage.
Keep it moving. So over that.
One parking spot costs a ridiculous amount of money. Are you curious?
I'm
as the
curious.
Timer goes off. Julie, $375,000 is one parking spot at a Boston condominium.
What? That's ridiculous.
Costs more than a home. Wow. I guess it's a really nice condominium that you can park there for almost what it costs to own a home.
Ridiculous.
We'll post all of those stories at Y98.com, including the ones that Julie passed on.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For you, I think that I really don't care, but I guess good for you. For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Mega Mind!
Let's do it every single day at this time on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Give you a Mega Mind question of the day. Julie, you were off the last couple of days, and Kevin and Lance, they missed you. They needed you.
Yes.
I needed them on, I needed them on Monday.
57% of people say they do this more often than they did a year and a half ago.
57%.
Pandemic. Maybe playing a role.
Oh,
ooh, pandemic. Good hint. What do you do with pandemics? I mean, wear a mask, obviously.
Yeah, I think 100% of people do that. Nobody was wearing masks a year and a half ago. I mean, there might be like a couple of 5%ers that still hate their masks.
Right. Okay, so don't guess wear a mask. Don't guess what you're saying. Kevin, you go first.
I was going to say wash their hands.
Oh, good answer.
When you said pandemic. I
about 50-50. Some of us still are gross and like, I'm really washing my hands more.
Okay.
So I got to do that yesterday.
You go, Lance.
Shower.
Shower.
Oh, wow. I personally feel like I eat more Cheez-Its now than I have ever before, so classic that's going to be my guess.
So binge eating, okay, I like that.
No, it's just Cheez-Its is my guess, Kev. Don't change my answer, Kev.
Kev gave you probably a better answer, but it's not binge eating either way, but I love how Kevin tried to help out. I will give you a hint. It is family-oriented. 314-531-9898. Some good things that happen because of the pandemic. What do we start doing more? 57% of people do this more often than they did a year and a half ago.
Mega Mind.
Give you that answer in 6 minutes, but Julie's got all the answers about the weather.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Patchy fog, they're saying this morning. Mostly sunny today. Pretty nice weather. High near 86. Clear tonight. Low down to 67.
Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Now back to St. Louis's most fun friends. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Megamind.
All right, let's get you the answer to the Wake Up with Brett and Julie's Megamind question of the day. 57% of people do this more often than they did a year and a half ago. Julie, it was not eating Cheez-Its. Damn.
It's always my go-to.
Some good guesses on the Bomberito text line, though.
Oh, yeah. So eating dinner together, family meals, Zoom weekly or FaceTime more often.
We never did Zoom before, and then it's like, now all you do is Zoom. God.
Now it's like, duh, Zoom again.
A lot of people did get it correct. Eating family meals together more often than they did a year and a half ago.
Nice.
They also said that it extended the time, too, that when they do sit down to eat, the average family meal now takes about an hour and a half, that they just talk more.
Oh, wow.
So that's some nice. Good things did come from the pandemic, like where you just sit down and have a meal together because you're like, what else are we going to do? Everything was shut down, and now we've still kept it. So that's awesome.
Mega Minds.
Coming up in 3 minutes. Probably not family friendly. Lance about to make the radio sound real sexy.
Ooh, I am in the mood for this today.
Lance, what do we got coming up? What do you make it sound sexy?
We are going to get autumnal.
Why? Well, I've always said it. Julie said,
What's autumnal?
3 minutes away to find out. About sinners.
Hold me,
feel so holy. I just love Justin Bieber's voice. He's so freaking good. You're going to have a chance to win Justin Bieber tickets in about 10 minutes from now. But first, the segment that's gotten lots of complaints for overheating your radio.
Lance can make anything sound sexy.
Yeah. Julie came back from vacation, and she is so excited.
I'm ready for this.
Lance has the sexiest voice in all of radio. I think all of voiceover. They actually kicked him out of Disney and Pixar films because his voice was just too good.
I wish I had problems like that.
Yeah,
they did. They were like, Disney and Pixar wanted him because his voice is so good, but they're like, you know what? He's just too sexy. Yeah. So he makes even the unsexy things sound real sexy. And what do we got today, Lance?
Well, I'm not sure this is necessarily a list of unsexy things. You know, fall starts next week, so let's talk about things autumnal. Things to look forward to.
Okay.
Like crunchy leaves, apple cider, hay bales. Come on now.
Hay bales.
Okay.
Soft Betty, probably.
Right.
I've seen those rom-com movies before.
Football.
No, not doing it for me at all.
Football can do it.
Julie, not sexy.
There's touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's right. You know?
There's safeties. No. Hello. Yeah.
Safety.
Tight end.
It's
tight end.
Okay.
Of course. Hey. There's Patrick Mahomes.
Illegal procedure.
Hey, now.
Now football sounds very sexy,
okay,
doesn't it?
Okay. I like it.
What about bonfires, Julie? Bonfires? No?
She needs more. She's tough. I know.
No, she needs firefighters.
Oh, hey now. Bring it on home. Bring it to my home.
How about sweater weather?
Ooh.
A pecan pie. The beaver moon. Hello.
Wow.
What is a beaver moon?
It is the first full moon in November.
Oh. I don't think I knew that.
It's like not appropriate to ask that.
Oh.
Yeah, you were flirting with disaster.
I figured it was safe because we're talking about characteristics of fall, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
I know one thing that can get Julie excited about fall, though.
Oh.
I'm gonna end with this one. Julie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. That does it for me.
A little whipped cream on top. That PSL.
Hello.
Lance really can't make anything sound sexy. Julie, what's coming up in the entertainment minute? Are you good? Are you okay?
Yes. Oh, we're going to talk about, well, after sexy things happen, twins and then maybe even triplets. A new version of that movie.
Okay, we'll talk about that, which we did talk about yesterday. That exact same time.
Oh, no, you did. So, I was off yesterday.
Yep, we'll probably have a different story.
Okay, I'll change it.
Or remind you of that story. In about 3 minutes. Plus, don't forget Justin Bieber tickets.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs.
only 5 minutes, or just stay here because we got Justin Bieber tickets about 5 minutes from now. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Yesterday I had to do the entertainment minute. Julie, I'm glad you're back. And you wanted to cover the exact same stories that we covered yesterday. So that's good. It means we're on the same page.
Great minds think alike. If you're just tuning in because you were off yesterday, there's going to be another version of Twins called Triplets.
Well, Tracy Morgan's going to star in it.
I love it.
People have suggested The Rock and Kevin Hart actually be the ones who actually remake it instead of just doing a sequel.
That would be kind of fun. I would like that version.
Yeah, we covered all that yesterday. So if this is just the same conversation we had yesterday.
But, and that's your entertainment. Yeah. Okay. Did you talk about the bodyguard?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Are you serious?
I'm joking.
God, got it. Okay, so they're reimagining the Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner movie, The Bodyguard. It's in the works. Tony-nominated playwright Matthew Lopez has been hired to write the script. I don't know if you should remake The Bodyguard, but whatever. They do whatever they want in Hollywood.
It seems like that's all they do now.
Right.
And if you're going to redo it, at least give me from a different angle. Like we talked about with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Like I just feel like it's a different angle or a different story or like the Wonder Years or a different version of it. Yeah. But I don't know.
Just call it something new.
Or anyway. Yeah, write something new. Be creative, Hollywood.
Right. Bryce Dallas Howard, speaking of reboots, she's going to direct and produce a reboot of Flight of the Navigator. The new movie will have a female lead. It marks Howard's first directorial debut. It'll premiere on Disney Plus.
At least a different angle. Female lead this time. Okay.
Cool. And then I want to cover the birthdays because there's a lot of good birthdays. Like Nick Jonas is 29 today. Alexis Bledel, Gilmore Girls. I watch that almost every night on Netflix.
Do you? Is that like your show to fall asleep to?
Yes, Gilmore Girls. She's 40 today. Flo Rida is 42. Amy Poehler is 50. This is such a good birthday day. Molly Shannon's 57. And Jennifer Tilly's 63. And I have Lindsay Lohan on my day. Like, my day is annoying. That makes me so mad. I wish my birthday was today. That's your entertainment.
Maybe this will put you in a better mood. Justin Bieber tickets in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Hey.
You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated. Yeah. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it,
The dude has had such a huge year. Let's give away Justin Bieber tickets, Julie.
Oh, the Bomberito box office is open. Call us right now for tickets to his show, 314-531-9898.
Be caller 18. He comes back to St. Louis in 2022. But you're getting tickets right now on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98. Love, we got lots of love on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie this week because we're giving away Justin Bieber tickets every single time at this exact time, every single day this week. And Molly, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're about to be doing better, and you're going to be doing better than us because you just won Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah, Molly.
Oh my God.
Congratulations!
My kids are going to freak out.
Mom of the year, right there. Wait till you tell them.
To call you guys like as they're getting out of the car. Normally when I would be like, I love you, have a good day, and they're like, Mom, May, pay attention.
That's so funny.
So when you pick them back up from school, you'd be like, Brett, Julie, Kevin, and Lance just gave us Justin Bieber tickets. Make sure you let them know.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to tell them. I think I'm going to pull back into school and go get
it. Yeah. That would be awesome if you do have to let us know. Actually, Molly, you're so much fun. Do you want to hang out and judge the Throwback Throwdown?
Oh, sure, why not? My toddler and I can contribute.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. Gonna be great. So what the Throwback Throwdown is, we go song versus song, like versus battle style, throwback song versus throwback song to a theme. Our theme involves the Cardinals this week, and Julie and I will battle each other out, and you will be our celebrity judge / referee when we play this game.
Sounds great.
All right, stay on hold. We played that game at 7:55. We got our referee now, Julie.
Good,
it's on.
Keep us in line, Molly.
Like it did on me.
I said it's the Throwback Throwdown, and it's on the Wake Up.
It's the Throwback Throwdown.
about to go down. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie Throwback Throwdown. We go song versus song to a theme, throwback song versus throwback song. It's pretty intense in the room. The theme, because the Cardinals keep winning, is walkout baseball songs.
Yeah, man.
If you're walking up to the batter's box, what would you be jamming out to?
Getting ready to hit my home run. Okay, look out.
Look it out, Julie hit her home run. We always have a celebrity guest judge for the Throwback Throwdown. She just won Justin Bieber tickets. Molly, welcome back. Congratulations on those Bieber tickets, by the way.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
You can be like Molly and win those Bieber tickets if you wake up early at 7:35 tomorrow. We have more chances to win those. You also got your daughter Blake with you to help you judge.
I do. She's trying to rob the grocery store of donuts right now.
Wow.
I like her style.
Nice.
All right, so you heard the theme. It's Cardinals keep winning, so Julie and I are going to pretend like we're part of the Cardinals and do our own baseball walkout songs. Julie will go first because she won last week.
Oh, okay.
She's back from vacation and she's ready to take me out.
That's right. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready for this, Molly?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So whenever I walk out to hit my home run, I'm going to walk up to the plate like a boss.
So take us through a day in the life of a boss.
Well, the first thing I do is
talk to corporate, approve memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays.
Is this Lonely Island?
Like a boss. My own bathroom.
Andy Samberg.
Micromanage. Promote synergy.
See? I walk like a boss, like Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live.
All right. Seems like a silly one, don't you think, Molly?
Whatever.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Molly, I don't know if you've ever saw one of the most underrated baseball movies of all time, Hardball, but I loved G-Baby. I loved Hardball with Keanu Reeves.
No idea.
And he used to wear the headphones, one of the pitchers, and he would listen to Call Me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the
as I walk up to the plate.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
That's what they're going to say. Call me Big Papa as I hit those home runs.
No, not as good as mine.
Molly, who wins round one?
Oh, that's got to be Big Papa.
Big Papa!
No way!
Papa!
I know, I'm funny.
What was the name of the guy in that movie?
Miles, who's the pitcher? Michael B. Jordan's in that movie, G-Baby. Oh, man.
Nobody even knows that person.
You don't know Hardball? I told you, one of the most underrated movies of all time. Molly will stay on hold. It's going to get intense. That's round one. Rounds two and three come up right after Imagine Dragons. Our theme is Cardinals walkout baseball songs. Round two and three of the Throwback Throwdown is 3 minutes away on Y98 St. Louis. Julie, what do you call me? I love it when you call me Big Pop.
No, I don't call you Big Papa. That's weird.
Julie, let's throw down. Throw back.
Yeah.
Throw down.
It's the Throwback Throwdown on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. What the Throwback Throwdown is we play throwback song versus throwback song, very versus style. Julie and I battle it out. We always have a celebrity guest judge. That is Molly. You are doing a wonderful job, Molly.
We love you, Molly. That was Julie who said that.
Good to know. I can feel the love.
There's always a theme, and since the Cardinals are just killing it lately, we're doing baseball walkout songs as the Cardinals get ready to walk out to the playoffs. They're in the wild card right now as we speak. Right now, one game ahead in the wild card with the Padres rolling into town. So it's big positive vibes we're sending to the Cardinals. I won round one, so I'll kick it off for round two.
Okay.
Molly, when I walk up to the plate, just like most of the Cardinals, I want everyone to know I'm bringing the thunder. I want people to know this guy, he's got the big bat.
He's got a big bat.
Oh, God. The whole stadium just erupts when I walk out there and Thunder plays a little AC/DC.
Yeah, that was good. That was okay.
Thanks. Even Julie agreed. You heard it, Molly.
I said okay, Molly. All right, Molly. So for my song number two, I have to go with one of my first concerts at the Fabulous Fox. I'm about to warm up the crowd and get a win.
I'm about to warm up, Chris.
Come on, y'all. What do you think, Molly?
Molly, you know I'm bringing the thunder.
You guys, that's tough. Neither one of those are like my zone.
Oh,
dang.
So I'm going to give it to Julie because I like the beat.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to.
Dang it.
That's what I was born to do.
Nice. Love ya, Molly.
The fact that this, I'm worried about my third song, too, since you said AC/DC wasn't in your zone. You weren't a big AC/DC, so I'm nervous.
Mine, too.
Really? Go Rob
Three. I don't think mine's in her zone, either.
Uh-oh. Dang
are,
it.
Are we going? Is it my
turn?
Going
to whip out, like, the Black Eyed Peas, like, Cardinal Remix from 06 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That was mine.
No, it's mine.
can you play that for me?
All right. So, for my third song, we are in St. Louis. We are representing the Cardinals. So, I've got Nelly and Drop the Boom.
Here comes the y'all don't really worry like
That feels good.
So I think we can all agree. We talked about some of the bass. That was good. But it wasn't even like a big Nelly song. one of the biggest and best baseball songs of all time from Major League. Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
When I walk up to the plate, the whole crowd sings it together.
He's not even a St. Louisan, this guy.
This guy. So do you want some Nelly? Here comes the boom, or do you want Wild Thing from Major League?
Okay, guys, that's really hard. Those are both really awesome.
Okay, we brought it for Rob.
Okay,
we're both nervous.
You both nailed it. So if you can, you know, be awesome and PC and give a tie, you can do a tie. But otherwise, I'm all about that boom.
Oh,
ah, no!
There's no ties here.
In your face.
I mean, I'm like shaking it in schnooks when you put on that one.
Shaking it in schnooks. Line of the day.
I love it.
With the toddler and the pumpkin and the donut.
Oh, we love you so much.
You are the best mom ever, Molly. Although you didn't pick me.
So.
I'm sure Blake would have picked me. But
she's dancing too.
She's dancing too.
Oh my god!
She's dancing around Snook.
Oh, I love that, Molly. You stay on hold. We're going to talk to you in a second. Congratulations on your Bieber tickets and being an awesome celebrity judge. We'll play the throwback throwdown next week. But Julie, congrats on your win.
All right. Thank you very much. Love you, Molly.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, powered by.
Brendan and Julie, the story starts off good, takes a twist, ends badly. I'll tell you the good part. You can take a guess how it's going to end. A woman gets a haircut. What could go wrong?
Uh-huh.
That's the good part of the story. She got a haircut.
And that's all we get to know.
That's all you get to know. What could go wrong, Julie, when you go to get a haircut?
Obviously, they cut it way too short because they think you're somebody else that wants a short haircut.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking the same thing. Like, it was a locks of love thing, and they got the wrong person.
Oh,
wrong locks.
But that's what you said, so I'm going to say she didn't go to a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
She went somewhere else.
Somebody else cut her hair?
Yes.
Maybe Molly's toddler, Blake. What about you, Lance?
She went to get a haircut, and she decided she would pay for it by robbing the place that cut her hair.
Oh, Lance! Bringing the boom. Yeah.
He's starting to catch on that these are usually crazy people. I'll tell you how this story ends, but Julie, you're not 100% wrong about it being too short.
Ooh.
Okay? But she did cut it too short on purpose, but there's a twist of what went wrong and why she cut it too short on purpose. And I'll tell you what it is in 6 minutes. It is crazy like Lance thought.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Julie, tell us the good news about the weather.
Well, the weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. The weather today, it's going to be gorgeous. Sunshine, high near 86, clear tonight.
RocketMortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Now back to St. Louis's most fun friends, The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Story starts off good, I tell you that part, and then it takes a twist and ends badly. All you got to know is a woman got a haircut. That sounds good, sounds lovely, love going to get a haircut. Well, Julie, you weren't wrong that she cut her hair too short, but she did it on purpose. She cut her own hair, and she cut it too short on purpose. It's because she got scammed. A phone scammer convinced her to shave her head and her eyebrows. She apparently is a model in Utah, an Instagram model, looking to make some money, gets a text message, someone saying that they're a haircut brand, and they're like, hey, the more you cut off, the more we'll pay. You do an at-home haircut and we'll film it, and then we're going to post you doing it. We'll give you thousands of dollars to do it. So she Googled the phone number she got the text message from. She's like, it's checked out. I think it's really from the brand. So she texted back, okay, I'll do it. And I think the scammer was probably just laughing. So she films herself shaving her head and shaving her eyebrows and goes, okay, where's my money? And they're like, no, we're not from that brand actually at all.
Oh, no.
That is not nice to do to people.
Who does that?
I know.
But also, who believes that? You just get a random text message, hey, shave your head and I'll pay you. You probably aren't going to listen.
For the right amount of money, I'd think about it.
Yeah, I guess that's she said, like, that's how, like, a lot of brands, they just reach out on Instagram or they just reach out and get your phone number, so she believed it.
Wow.
Now, she's going to have some trouble growing her hair back. It's going to take a minute.
You go, girl. Bet you look hot.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
We always roll for Dare Dice on Thursdays.
Without you.
Might be the silliest thing we've done on the show. We've done a lot of silly things. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Every single week on Thursdays, we roll Dare Dice, the most dangerous dice in all of radio.
They got, they are.
They got spikes on them. They got, you know, pictures of our exes on there. So what Dare Dice is, we roll dice. Whoever rolls the lowest number has to do something silly, something dangerous, something ridiculous. And this one is pretty silly. With the balloon race happening at Forest Park this weekend, we're going to do our own version of the balloon race. But our balloon popping race, we will race across the room, jump on balloons with our booties, and pop as many balloons as we can in 30 seconds.
Are we doing that today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, good, because I'm wearing a skirt right now.
I love how Julie does this bit every single week. He's like, man, when do we do that? Tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow.
It's not a bit. I really don't remember.
So, Julie, do you want to roll first or last?
I want to go first.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Go! Oh, my gosh!
What'd
I got
get?
Eight.
Eight?
Whoa.
No, eight. That's 3-2.
Oh, I thought that was a 6 and a 2. Oh,
no.
Dang, it's only 5.
I'm glad you showed us. You tried to lie to us.
I got 8.
Julie, just tried to cheat us. Kevin, you want to go?
I'll go.
All right.
I got
6.
2 and a 4.
Wait, are you
6.
Sure? Let me see.
So right now, Julie,
I'm so in last place. Unless you
don't
can
wear count a skirt
this as
tomorrow.
Eight. Unless this could be an 8.
Nope. Okay. 3-2 does not equal 8. Dang it, a 4.
Yay!
3-1. So tomorrow we'll blow up a bunch of balloons. We'll put them on the ground and I will jump on them with my flat butt. I have the flattest butt in America. Great.
Good thing I rolled an 8.
All right. Family's going to be so proud of me when this video hits the internet of me jumping on balloons trying to pop them. And probably falling on my face, too, because I'm sure not all of them are going to pop. You want to listen to this ridiculous same time tomorrow. Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
Oh, we didn't talk about Orlando Bloom. He was paddleboarding with something you don't want to have underneath you when you're paddleboarding.
Naked again? That guy's always naked.
Oh, yeah, and he's naked. He wasn't.
For all the times that you rain on my parade. In all the clubs you look that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
We got tickets to see that guy, Justin Bieber, 7:35 tomorrow. So make sure you set an alarm early. Wake up with us and get those Bieber tickets. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, I'm glad you're back. I did the Entertainment Minute without you last or yesterday, the last 2 days. And we missed you.
Did you do the Kelly Clarkson story? Because I know you love Kelly.
Yes. No, I'm just joking. I did not do the Kelly Clarkson story. Julie, go ahead and recap everything that happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds.
All right. Well, Kelly Clarkson, you know, she's obsessed with Christmas. That's what she is saying on her Twitter page. She said Christmas isn't canceled. It's she got a new single with Christmas coming out September the 23rd. And since Brett is the biggest Kelly Clarkson fan I've ever met, we got to include that for him.
I love it. I think it's a passive. Is it a passive aggressive song? Because isn't it called Christmas Isn't Canceled?
Just you?
Yeah. Oh, which I think is simple. Is she going to take a shot at her ex-husband with a Christmas song?
Like, I feel like she should. He kind of deserves it, doesn't he? Yeah. That's funny. Orlando Bloom. Any video of him out on his paddleboard? I'm into.
Remember when he went viral doing it naked? Is that what he's doing again?
He's not because he was with somebody else paddleboarding. Oh, they were paddleboarding together, and they wanted to go paddleboarding with great white sharks.
That seems stupid.
He wrote, "When fear becomes your friend and you capture the moment." There's a video of him paddleboarding, and you can see like this dark shark underneath the water.
You're not.
That's creepy.
You messing with sharks isn't showing that you're fearless. That just shows you're stupid. Like, don't mess with sharks.
But then you scroll down his Instagram feed and he's shaving off his beard and looking so fine. So just go to his Instagram and look around. You'll be happy you did. Okay. That's your Entertainment It. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
In less than 2 minutes, we'll introduce you to a new furry friend for your family on Y98 St. Louis.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules.
Please, the family like a good furry friend, be running around the house playing with the kiddos. And if you are looking to enlarge your heart, to make you feel good inside, how about adopting a furry friend? Julie is the biggest dog lover I know and will connect you with some of these dogs looking for a home.
That's right. So our dog today is from Care STL, and they really need fosters. They need adopters because they've gotten so many dogs that have been surrendered or that have been brought into their kennels. So they need people to adopt animals. This one is so cute. You can foster her or adopt her. Her name is Kimpy, K-I-M-P-Y. She's so cute and scruffy. Check out her video.
Scruffy is a great word for her. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Little scruffy thing. And she doesn't even weigh that much. She's only 56 pounds. She's a little thing, 2 years old, and she loves people. Great on a leash. Loves treats. You need to see these pictures of her.
If you go to our Instagram, you can see these pictures because she is adorable. Love the like black and white.
Yeah.
The Wake Up Y98. Julie, you talked about looking for homes and looking for foster parents. We talked about in the good news early in the show when you were out, but a lot of the dogs and cats are looking for homes from Louisiana from Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, right.
Because they lost their family members in that big storm that hit Louisiana, and now they're in St. Louis. Actually, 37 different dogs are looking for homes.
That also, and they ended, I think it's called the moratorium, so people that weren't paying their bills because they lost their job with COVID, they lost their house, so a lot of people had to bring their dogs to the animal shelter because they have no place to live. So too many animals in the shelter right now. Fostering a dog is cool because they pay for all your vet bills. You basically just give the dog a home and they'll pay for everything.
Such a much, much needed experience. If you want to see little Kimpy, so cute, go to the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. If you have any questions about the adoption or fostering, you can always hit up. What's the most repeatable story of the day? This is the story you'll tell all your coworkers about as soon as you get into the office. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Two different stories to decide between. A list of totally harmless things that we all grew up terrified of, which is a pretty funny list.
Huh. That sounds fun. Okay. Yes.
And mainly because of the movies. We all thought this was going to be a big deal because of the movies, and then you're like so scared, and then you realize that's not really a thing we should be afraid of. Or if you've bought chicken in the past decade, if that's you, you went and bought chicken at the store, you might be entitled to a class action settlement and get some money if you ever bought some chicken.
This vegetarian likes story number one.
I had a feeling you might say, if you bought chicken in the last decade, right? When did you become a vegetarian?
I just feel curious. Like it's been a while. It might be 10 years.
It might be 10 years. Yeah. Julian, get no money from this class action.
No money from me. Right.
And I'm also thinking, it's probably not a lot of money.
Oh, that's what you're
thinking?
There's
so many people involved, so I'm going to go with the list.
Okay.
Hey.
Lance, would you have agreed?
No, not with the chicken thing. I'm going to do the list, too.
Okay, everyone wanted the list. Okay, this list is actually pretty funny. 10 totally harmless things that all kids we grew up terrified of, and then when we became adults, we're like, I don't know why I was ever worried about that. That's not a real thing. Well, we'll jump into that at 8:52 and we'll get into the repeatables. Lance, are people repeating?
I guess you moved on really easily. Let's get repeatable, repeatable. It's the repeatable. Let's get the repeatable.
That's a fun conversation to have with your coworkers when you get into the office to wake up with Brett and Julie. When I saw the list, I was like, oh my God, this is so accurate and so funny. A list of totally harmless things that most of us grew up terrified as kids, mainly because we saw it a lot in the movies, and then you realize that's not really a thing that I need to be worried about. Things like the Bermuda Triangle was like in all these different movies and TV shows. Like, you're going to get lost in the Bermuda Triangle. And then you realize you could travel and you don't have to be worried about it.
It's like, it's still there though, isn't it?
Bermuda hasn't moved.
Bermuda's still there.
It's still a thing. And there's probably been like a story or two where planes have been misplaced. But it's not like every single time a plane travels over Bermuda, it's getting lost and you need to be worried about it.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes, I know you were concerned. Another one that we're all terrified is you go to prison if you rip the tag off a pillow mattress.
Yes.
Ooh, I may have done that.
Isn't that a thing in the Adventures of like Pee Wee Herman? Like the truck driver's like, oh yeah, I went to prison because I ripped something like that, right?
Yeah. It should be.
Worrying if you swallowed a seed, a plant would grow inside of them.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
That was in Rugrats. I remember the episode in Rugrats where one of them, I think it's Chucky, swallows a watermelon seed and then a watermelon grows inside of his stomach.
I don't remember being scared of that, but now I will be.
Man-eating plants will eat you alive. Quicksand is very prevalent and a hazard in life. Quicksand, I felt like, was in every movie.
Right, and everywhere. Like, you're going to run into it when you're, like, running in the woods or something. You're
right.
Running into that quicksand.
I feel like I never see it in TV shows now. They need to bring back quicksand as a real threat.
Is it really in the desert still? The old quicksand?
I mean, it does exist, but from what I understand, it's not quick.
Yeah,
it's slow sand.
And I don't think everyone's just running into it like they do in the cartoons. Speaking of cartoons, that your shoe will get stuck in an escalator and you'll be stuck there.
Oh, it's scary.
It happens all the time in cartoons. And then worrying that you swallowed your gum and it will stay in your stomach for 7 years. Yeah. Complete myth.
So that is not true either.
No. Julie's just learning some other stuff right
now. Mind blown.
That's your mind-blowing facts. Those are 10 things that are, like, at least you thought about back when you're in the day as a kid. You're like, man, I'm so worried about quicksand when I leave the office today. You don't need to worry about it. Julie's Hot Guy Factor today, just after 9 o'clock on Y98 St. Louis.
I see I'm too late. Got
memories bring back, memories bring back your. Memories bring back, memories bring back your.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Julie took a couple of days off, and I'm glad you're back, Julie, because it wasn't awkward at all with three dudes talking about hot guys during the Hot Guy Fact of the Day. It wasn't.
Who'd you guys pick yesterday?
Shawn Mendes was shirtless, I think.
Oh, nice one. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to talk about another man who we love seeing shirtless, Cristiano Ronaldo. Apparently, he was doing warm-ups prior to a soccer match and hit a ball right into a woman's head. But the nice part was...
He's good-looking.
Yes.
she got hit by Cristiano Ronaldo, so he came to see if she was okay, and he gave her a t-shirt.
Be honest with me. Would you take a ball to the head for him to come over and help you? Like, are you okay?
Oh, heck yeah, I would.
Stand in front of that goal. Right. I hate that guy. You can't be that talented and that good looking. That's messed up. Look how good looking he is.
He's so good. He I would let him hit a soccer ball on my head. Come say hi to me.
That was Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
We do have Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets coming up in less than 5 minutes, too.
Hey. You know my...
I just saw this posted. 45 sleeps until Halloween, 70 sleeps until Thanksgiving, and 100 sleeps till Christmas. The holiday season is officially upon us, Julie.
Oh my gosh, it's on the way, which means we should go see TSO.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean, when you think about Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you just associate it immediately with the holidays and those holiday traditions. And so, what a cool way to get into the holiday spirit and give away some tickets to TSO.
That's right. So they're coming to the Enterprise Center on December the 30th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., or you can just win some right now.
Bomarito Box Office is open, 314-531-9898. Call your team. Wins. Good luck. Wake up with Brett and Julie trying to give away these Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. A little TSO. Aaron, how's your day going?
Awesome.
Well, it's about to be even more awesome because you just won tickets to TSO.
Congrats.
Yay.
I don't know if you heard me, Aaron. There's 100 days until Christmas. The holidays are right around the corner.
It's Christmas all year for us.
Good answer.
Have you already started your holiday shopping?
We're not really shoppers for gifts. We like to buy decorations.
Oh, oh that's cool.
I like that.
How much do you spend on decorations?
How much?
Yeah, do you go big?
Well, yeah. I would say a typical year, it's probably over $1,000.
Nice. Oh, decorations? Where do you live? I want to go see your house.
Right. It probably looks great.
We live down in Oakville, and we do. We have a lot of people drive by, and last year we came in second place in a contest for decorating.
Oh, all right. That's awesome.
We'll have to get your info and have to get where you see if we could drive by and take some pictures and stuff like that.
We'll be creepers by your house. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Hey, we're going to drive
by. Have at it. We love it when people come by.
See, Julie, they love creepers.
Okay, yes. Good. Glad to hear it.
Aaron, hold on. We'll get you info to win those TSO tickets. Same time tomorrow if you want those. Lance, what do the roads look like?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.